Can you sense that things are a little bit different now, these past few days? It's easy to see if you look around our very own parish, especially at night, you see the lights, you see the, not one, but two creches, nativity scenes, one outside and one inside. We see the Christmas trees are here, not yet lit up, but they're here. Slowly, you can tell Christmas is not far away. And the church also gives us this sign in today's readings as well. I mean, there's one word that could sum up not just our two readings, but our psalm as well, and that is joy. With Zephaniah, we hear, "Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel." And our psalm is, "Sing to him a new song." And then, of course, our gospel reading, where John the Baptist, still an infant in the womb, leapt for joy at this when he knew that his cousin, our Savior, was near. And this is how we should feel these days, which is Christmas, just days away. That anticipation, those weeks of Advent, are now almost all behind us. For the beginning of Advent, it was always about the Lord is coming. And in these last few days, it's the Lord is very near. And so this is the feeling the church wants us to have as well. It's this joyful anticipation of our Savior, not just in the blessing and in the celebration of Christmas when Jesus was incarnate, was born of the Virgin Mary, but also in that second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ as well. We should anticipate that with joyful anticipation. One thing I want to point out, especially about our gospel reading that I think is very poignant for this time, is the very last line, the very last verse that Elizabeth gives to Mary. "Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And this summarizes the joy that we should be feeling, knowing that our Lord and Savior was born of this lowly, blessed Virgin Mary, that he did come for every single one of us. He suffered and died on a cross for us, for our salvation. He paid the price for our sins. And through his resurrection, he gave us eternal life, this gift of living forever in eternity in glory with him in heaven. Blessed are we who believe this. Blessed are we who know that what the Lord has told us will be fulfilled. This is the reason for our joy. The other things, the Santa Clauses and the seeing family and the gifts, those are nice and they should be enjoyed. But it's really about Jesus Christ. It always has been and it always will be. A celebration of Jesus born for us 2,000 years ago. And a celebration of Jesus who has not forgotten us, who has done everything for us, and will return to bring us to life everlasting.